Hey everybody, thanks for joining us on this Daily Dose. Happy Tuesday to you. We are in a brand new series of our Daily Dose just talking about hidden gems in the Bible. Those little tiny people or places or statements or verses that may not make a lot of airtime in Scripture as far as big messages or Sunday school stories, but can make a big difference in your and I's life. And if you want more of that, you should have watched yesterday. Go back and click. I know, I'm in the same shirt. I'm filming two of these back to back. Sorry. Not an early riser. Now the gig is up. Here's one I love. It's from 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, starting in verse, once again, I don't have my glasses on me, 32. Actually, I'm going to read a few verses ahead. This is a time where Israel needs to go to war, God's people. And so like they did back then, they would number the troops, and they would usually number them according to what clan, what family, what tribe, 12 tribes of Israel, they would come from. So it's one of the most boring parts of the Bible. Have you ever opened the Bible and you start reading so-and-so of this tribe and so-and-so of this number and so-and-so of this number, and it's just an entire chapter of that? That's what this is. But don't turn me off. I know, I just said it's going to be the most boring part. You're like, why are we still watching or listening? Because in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, let me give you a couple of the boring things real quick, and then let me show you this gem that's phenomenal. My bet is it may be one of your favorite hidden stories in the Bible from now on. So it's going to read like this. Verse 24. So from the men of Judah carrying shields and spears, 6,800 men came to the battle. From the men of Simeon, warriors in the battle, 7,100. From the men of Levi, 4,600, including Jehoiada, leader of the family of Aaron, with 3,700, and Zadok the Brave, a warrior with 22 officials. Skip down to the next verse. From the men of Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen, 3,000 men. From the men of Ephraim, brave warriors, famous for their own, 20,800 men. From the men of the half-tribe of Manasseh, designed by battle, David's kings, 8,000. It's verse after verse after verse. Here's where they came from, how many men, where they came from, how many men, where they came from. Now catch this, everything flips. From the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. From the men of Zebulun, 50,000. From the men of Naphtali, 1,000 officials together with 30,000 men. From the men of Dan, 28,600. From the men of Asher, and the list goes on. And in the midst of this crazy, boring list of whose family and tribe and how many men, you had that statement. The men of Issachar. By the way, pause Bible, side note, parentheses, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. How cool is that? How cool is that? On this Tuesday, Daily Dose. What an amazing thing for the Bible to say about them and hopefully us. Let me tell you about Christians who love God, but they understood the times they lived in, the culture they lived in, the society they lived in, the people they lived among, and they knew what God's kingdom should do. Man, I hope that these daily doses, I hope that your small group, your Bible studies, I hope the reason you come to church this weekend is not just for more Bible knowledge. We don't get points for having more Bible knowledge. I hope our goal is that we continually do these daily things to grow closer to God, because we're people of our culture. We're people of our society. And knowing who God is and His truth, now we know what the kingdom should do. I pray for North Coast. For those of you at other churches and other places that are watching, praying for you, that you may be people that not just know God, but are men and women that know our culture and live in it in a way that you know how these two things connect. I've always loved this little tiny gem buried in a long chapter of boringness, men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel may do. May we never be so close to God and far from culture that we don't impact culture. May we never be so ingrained in our culture that God can't impact us. May we know God and know our culture and know our role in the midst of it. What an amazing part from 1 Chronicles chapter 12. May that be your passion. May that be your goal. May that be said about you because of the time you're investing here and in our world today. Go get them, guys.